The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tonight, we will watch Vice President Mike Pence as he faces California Senator Kamala Harris in the first and only debate between the vice presidential candidates. Join me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Aaron Perini, Director of Perez Communications. Good morning. How are you, Aaron?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. So let's talk for a minute. Of course, tonight the vice president faces Senator Harris. Give us a quick review of what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, tonight's going to be obviously a big, lots of eyes between, you know, Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. The vice president's ready to compare Biden's 47 years of failure with President Trump's and his 47-month record of America First victories at tonight's debates. You know, we're looking to, you know, actually be able to highlight the differences that exist between, you know, President Trump's success and really not only Joe Biden, but Kamala, right? Because Kamala is the most progressive senator. Her record is so liberal in the Senate, it makes Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren blush. So we're going to be out there pointing to the fact that she is a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, that she has signed on to Medicare for All. So those are going to be conversations that you see tonight. And listen, there's no better champion other than President Trump than Vice President Pence of the Make America Great Again movement.
Yeah, and Aaron, tonight's debate is so important, given the fact that there is a better chance than ever, and I think probably more so than any point in history, that the vice president in the next 4 years could move into the Oval Office as Kamala Harris. I mean, Joe Biden, it's so unpredictable what to expect with Joe Biden. So we could end up with a President Kamala Harris more likely than not.
Well, I mean, you know, she's even calling it the Harris-Biden administration or the Harris administration with Joe Biden. That should worry a lot of Americans because it's what we've been saying all along. Joe Biden is an empty vessel carrying the extreme policies of people like Kamala, of people like Bernie, of people like AOC and the squad. And they admit it. And at some point, the American people have to take them at their word.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, of course, next week, October the 15th, we should have our second debate. Actually, a town hall type forum is the format for next week's, the second time that Joe Biden and President Trump come together. Now, yesterday, Joe Biden suggested that if the president is still showing symptoms of COVID, that should be canceled. Let's listen in for a minute.
I'm not sure that what President Trump is all about now. I don't know what his status is. I'm looking forward to being able to debate him, but I just hope all the protocols are followed, which is necessary at the time.
Do you feel safe in the same room as somebody who still may have COVID?
Well, I think if he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate.
So, Aaron, is this just Biden's way of possibly trying to bow out of next week's debate with the president?
Absolutely. And the media and the Bidens and the Democrats are all trying to provide Joe Biden air cover so that if he doesn't want to show up next week to debate President Trump, he doesn't have to. Listen, President Trump is, yesterday, his doctor said he was showing no symptoms and that he was feeling better and that they had no signs of live virus in him. Okay, then we should listen to the medical experts here and not allow the media and Joe Biden to not only fearmonger, but try and get out of this. Because listen, the American people need to see this exchange of ideas. What Joe Biden wants to do to this country is absolutely horrifying. And you know what? All safety measures will be taken. All protocols will be followed. There's conversations about the debate and possibly being moved outside. Those are conversations we're going to continue to have. We want to have, and we want to see this debate happen.
Yep. And look, by the way, Aaron, let's just use Joe Biden's own suggestions. I mean, he's the one who's always fast to say, listen to the scientists, listen to the medical professionals. Well, if the medical professionals are saying that the president's ready, we should take them at their word, and the president's ready, right?
Absolutely. But remember, Joe Biden only wants to listen to the experts and listen to the scientists when it fits his narrative, when it fits his motives. Because yesterday you saw him finish making remarks, not put his mask on, and walk right over to a group of people and then realize, oh, I need to put my mask on. So it's only convenient when that matters to him. The science said he couldn't go to Wisconsin to accept the nomination for his party. But, oh, now it says he can go all over the country. Oh, science didn't change. Oh, the science said that he can't do a number of different things like knock doors. But, oh, now science didn't change, but Joe Biden's mind changed, so they're out there knocking doors and talking to voters. It's only good for them when it fits their narrative, and that's ridiculous.
Yep, and look, that's just typical Joe Biden. On our guest line this morning, Aaron Perini, Director of Press Communications. All right, sort of a bombshell yesterday as we learned that the president had fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the Russia hoax. Are we going to see this head anywhere this time, Aaron? Do you think that finally we're going to get to the bottom of this?
Well, we hope so. Listen, I mean, we know that Hillary Clinton hatched a plan to divert attention away from her use of a private email server and trying to tie now President Trump to Russia. And the media fed into it, and they amplified it, and they did it time and again. Absolutely, we need to get to the bottom of this, because what they did, the fact that they went so far as to use the FISA court, abuse the FISA court, to be able to spy on an American, should worry everybody. But this is the Democrat Party, and absolutely, we will continue to push and have a conversation with voters about this, about what is at stake in America if you let Democrats take the helm.
Yeah, I mean, when you read some of the details and you read the notes, and then there, you know, there's still redacted areas, but I mean, you see in the margin, JC, Dennis, Susan, I mean, you know that Brennan was sitting there with President at the time Barack Obama, and you know that he's talking about James Comey, he's talking about Susan Rice, and some of the details here, it's just amazing that we live in a country that we don't get to the bottom of this, and hopefully this is the first step in that process, and Hillary Clinton is held accountable.
I mean, absolutely. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and anybody else who was involved in perpetrating this hoax absolutely needs to be held accountable. This is what President Trump was talking about, and he was proven correct.
Yep. I mean, he's...
And what did, what did Joe Biden know when? That's another question.
Well, I think we know the answer to that, Joe Biden, he has selective memory, just like James Comey does, and they'll use that to their advantage. Aaron Perini, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate what you guys are doing out there. We look forward to hearing the vice president tonight and the president in Miami next week.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great and safe day.